At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to consider funding visual art in public spaces. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority proposes funding process. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with an inch of rain today. Highs in the low 50s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's discussion items is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding visual art in public spaces. Chapter 3.21 in the municipal code was adopted by the city in 2005, creating a public art fund that would be used to fund public art projects. However, funds and activity have been limited since 2012. In response to the city's economic plans developed in 2023, staff is proposing to reinstate and amend Chapter 3.21 to provide a structured, sustainable framework for funding, acquiring, and maintaining public art. The funding would be allocated from 0.5% of the current transient occupancy tax revenue, about $50,000 annually. Other amendments to Chapter 3.21 will define administrative roles for procedural development, expand eligible use of public art funds, establish an annual art plan, and update the process for donations. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will discuss funding for its next fiscal year in its meeting tomorrow. Based on feedback gathered from the two workshops held this month, staff is recommending PRAGA follow the Proposition 26 process for funding. Prop 26 would calculate the budget for fiscal year 26 to 27 and charge users based on their projected water use. Water use projection will be estimated based off data from 2024 to 2025. The agenda notes this does not require a landowner protest method for implementation. Staff is recommending the board to not charge de minimis users, but the board will discuss this in Wednesday's meeting. The PRAGA meeting starts on Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. You can attend in person or watch online. County Elections Office installs new verification machine. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The San Luis Obispo County Elections Office installed a new piece of equipment to speed up the signature verification process. The Agilis machine will be implemented for the first time this coming primary election on June 2nd. Ballots are fed into the machine, and a camera photographs the signature on the envelope, comparing it to the voter's signature on file. Ballots are sorted by how much the signatures line up, and ones with major issues are sorted separately. Voter office workers will also be verifying signatures. The new system costs $500,000, funded through grant money, and is said to be about five times faster than old equipment. A large section of Highway 1 has closed due to mud and debris from the most recent rains. Caltrans District 5 announced this is a full closure, in effect from Ragged Point Inn in San Luis Obispo County to 1 mile south of Big Sur Inn in Monterey County. Caltrans says there is no estimated time of reopening. Crews are expected to inspect the roadways this morning for further information and to clear some of the debris. San Luis Obispo police are seeking assistance identifying two suspects involved in the theft of a 74-year-old woman's wallet on February 6th. The department also says over $5,000 was charged to her card shortly after the theft. Photographs of the two men are available on the San Luis Obispo Police Department's social media pages. In sports for the NBA, yesterday was the All-Star Round Robin. Team USA Stars beat Team World 37-35. The Stripes over the Stars 42-40. Stripes beat Team World 48-45. Then the Stars over the Stripes 47-21. Games will resume on Thursday. The Clippers will face the Nuggets, the Warriors will go against the Celtics, and the Kings will face the Magic. In California news, the CEO of California High Speed Rail Authority was arrested earlier this month. 57-year-old Ian Choudhury was arrested just after midnight on February 4th after an alleged fight between his fiancée and his 17-year-old daughter. Charges were not filed after Choudhury and his fiancée were booked and released from the Sacramento County Jail. An 80-year-old woman accused of killing a family of four in a car crash may face no jail time. In 2024, Mary Fung Lau was allegedly driving 70 miles per hour in San Francisco and oncoming traffic on Ulloa Street before driving into the sidewalk and crashing into a family at a bus station. She pled no contest. Superior Court Judge Bruce Chen indicated he would not sentence her to any prison time due to her age and lack of any criminal record. Kurt Van Dyke, a 66-year-old California native, Costa Rica resident, and well-known California surfer, was found deceased in Costa Rica. Van Dyke was found with strangulation and stab wounds. The investigation is still ongoing. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. no hassles, and return my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA released its latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report this month, and grain numbers appear elevated amid uncertainty about future demand. Crossroads Co-op Regional Manager and Market Analyst Brian Irie.
With the current situation with cattle, they have us feeding 525 million bushels more than a year ago, and there's just no way that that's going to happen with the Mexican border shut down. Now, the good news is, the offset to that is, we are shipping more corn to Mexico where those cattle will be fed. It's just that it's almost in the balance sheet twice. They're noticing it in the sales and shipments of export corn to Mexico, and they're still expecting it to fall out in the domestic usage for feed, and it just can't be both places.
Irie notes that feeder cattle would not be approaching $370 per hundredweight if inventory was up. He weighs in with his outlook on what could lie ahead for the cattle market.
I think it's not going to get better for a couple of years here domestically, and I don't know that we ever get back to the kind of cattle numbers that we had 2 and 3 years ago. But at some point in time, you have to be hopeful that this screwworm situation comes under control and we are able to get the Mexican border open back up and get cattle back here in U.S. feedlots.
Market analyst Brian Irie.
Hello, cattlemen. Kretschmann Angus invites you to their annual bull sale on February 28th in Buffalo, Wyoming, where they'll sell over 70 yearling Black Angus bulls. If you like breeding bulls with natural muscle, shape, and volume, along with excellent carcass traits in a calving ease package, then join Kretschmann Angus February 28th at 1 Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming. Videos and details at KretschmannAngus.com and bid live on DV Auction.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and tax protection and asset protection. California's agricultural sector leads the nation in part due to the state's thriving dairy, cattle, and poultry sectors, all of which rely on veterinarians. However, the U.S. Department of Agriculture last year identified 243 rural veterinary shortage areas across the country, an all-time high, including in counties across California. We currently face a critical shortage of food animal veterinarians nationwide, Gary Esme, Chancellor of the University of California, Davis, said in an Ag Alert commentary. That's why UC Davis is expanding its capacity to train future generations of veterinarians who will return to their communities and serve the state. The campus's veterinary school recently received a $120 million gift from philanthropists Joan and Sanford I. Weil. May said the funding will be used to expand its impact by training these future doctors, advancing large animal care, and strengthening California's health and agricultural future at an unprecedented scale. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, GoodLawNews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy today with about an inch of rain, highs in the low 50s, southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Rain early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Lows in the mid-30s, west winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. That's for tonight. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is showers early on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday, half inch of showers on Monday and Tuesday next week. Low 50s Thursday, mid-50s Friday, upper 50s Saturday, low 60s on Sunday and Monday, 58 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mixed after the President's Day holiday. The major averages lost ground in the week before the long holiday weekend. Warner Brothers Discovery has reopened merger talks with Paramount Skydance for 7 days, giving the company a window to make a best and final offer. Warner Brothers has a deal with Netflix, which says it believes its offer still remains superior. Warner Brothers shares up more than 2.5%. Cheerios parent company General Mills is lowering expectations for the year. It blames weakening consumer sentiment and uncertainty about the economy. General Mills says it cut prices across two-thirds of its products, addressing financially stretched consumers. General Mills shares opened down nearly 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
February is heating up at Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Every Thursday in February from 5 to 8 p.m., the cash keeps climbing. The first three Thursdays, three winners will each take home cold hard cash. It all leads up to the grand finale when the keys could be yours. The final Thursday in February, two winners will each win a Cadillac. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old?
Tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course. Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Friends of the NRA Banquet, it is here. We'll be here before you know it. March 7th, that's a Saturday. It'll take place at the Paso Robles Event Center. And remember, it's family-friendly with kids' table and a play area. For tickets and additional information, you can call 238-3401 or go to friendsofnra.org. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental on El Camino Real at Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. Alrighty, that takes care of that. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Your comment last hour about the insurance company and the right to die ordinance.
Yeah.
If they refuse to cover it, I tell them to bill me.
What do you mean, bill you?
Well, bill me. I'm gonna drink the sauce, gonna be gone, then you can bill me. Get money from a turnip. How can they bill a person who's passed away?
Well, it has to do with leaving the money behind. If you have a policy.
Well, I suppose, but I don't know what they would have to say if it's a legal right in California to be real about the situation. Matter of fact, I just had my former brother-in-law drink the juice because he was in a terminal state and about a month left to go.
How difficult was it for him to get the permission from the doctor or for the doctor to agree?
I don't think it was a problem because his caregiver said they sat there and helped him take the medication when he was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the state of California, again, I'm assuming like it is in many others, that is, it has to be confirmed terminal.
Yeah, he was definitely terminal. He had a neurodegenerative disease. He was barely able to take care of himself. He had 24/7 caregivers. He couldn't even dress himself, and he couldn't feed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, he was a young man. He was only in his 60s or so, 50, maybe a little older, 70s.
At what stage of the illness do they have to, you know, to be considered in sound mind, do they have to, you know, sign whatever it may be, saying I'm insane, you know,
well, I'm not too familiar with that because it wasn't something that ever came up in my practice, of course.
Right.
And I was kind of afraid, didn't really understand that it existed in California, but I guess it does now with this news in my mind.
Well, yeah, it has since 2016 in California.
You don't hear about it much, do you? I don't think I've heard about it before this, really.
Well, that's why I mentioned 2016, because I'm willing to bet, just like myself when I saw this, that I know it was talked about, but I didn't realize it was a law.
Nor did I, but, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. I think, you know, when it's your time, it's your time, and you don't want to rush it, of course, but when you have no one left in your life, you're single, you're alone, you have no family, what's left for you to look forward to, I suppose, in that situation? I couldn't be in that mindset, but I can understand how someone could be. I mean, how can we judge that until we're there ourselves?
Well, that's what I was going to say is, you know, you're not of that mindset, but we don't know. Because even, and I'm sure you've experienced it, you know, with people in your life, as you see things go wrong, you know, for numerous reasons other than just aging, do you really know what's going on in their mind?
No, I guess you can be an observer, but yeah, how can you comprehend all the psychological background leading up to their mindset until you lived in their shoes?
Exactly. So I guess that would be an argument for, well, as long as they're of a sane mind, then...
I don't know if you have to go through a psychological evaluation first, because I know every person has had a dark day in his life where he felt like there's no future for him, and then they work through it. That's part of the old phrase, the only way out is to work through. So I guess there has to be some sort of verification that this is something that is of sound mind and within reason to do. I mean, you don't just say, well, I'm pissed off, I want to die. I mean, there's got to be some real background behind it. I'd like to know someone else maybe call in who knows more about it in the psychological evaluations.
Well, I do remember when this was being discussed, and it may not have been specifically in California, but just in other states, that there was some concern that, well, if you're going to do this with, you know, with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live, will the law be, shall we say, loosened up a little bit? And, you know, like, okay, after the age of 30, anybody who feels like ending their life, legally they can go ahead and do it.
That seems a bit over the top.
Well, okay, and I use that because look where we are with laws now and what people can get away with or do in this country that we probably, in many cases, never thought once would have been possible.
That's rampant, that situation. I mean, I see things now. I can't believe people are getting away with what they're doing.
Okay.
We're evolving with are we evolving or devolving in our society?
Well, I would go with the D.
I'm not disagreeing. When I see people with all these fish hooks stuck in their face, I think of the backwards African nations we see on National Geographic.
Oh, all right, so... What happens when we get to the time, which I think we will, if this, if my trajectory is correct on these laws around the country, that, well, it's my life, I can do what I want, nobody can tell me otherwise. I mean,
well, there's a point to that, you can't argue with that, I mean, as long as you're not interfering someone else's rights.
Right.
Swinging your fist in a crowded room, you have the right.
Right,
you don't hit anybody.
Can you imagine that argument going up in front of the Supreme Court?
Yes, I'd like to hear what they would say about it.
Well, then who's playing God with who? Is the government playing God with my life? Now, they enforce things on us to supposedly protect society and maybe our lives. But again, how far? I mean, look, we have the government supplying needles so people can take drugs.
San Francisco is out of control. It's absolutely. I think that's in, well, you know the old statement, if you encourage bad behavior, you get more of it.
Well, of course. You know, most people can figure that out, but apparently not those in the elected, our elected officials, the ones who care so much for us. I mean, we have...
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking you can't just, you know, you can't just give a person a lethal dose of Kool-Aid just because he's having a bad day.
But if they want it.
Well, if they're able to do it on their own, they're going to find a way to do it, but you shouldn't help them do it in that situation.
Okay.
You know.
But if the government is allowing somebody to, a medical doctor to inject something in them to take their lives away, and again...
I don't think we have lethal injection in California. I think what they give them a fatal cocktail, kind of like they give the Socrates
Well, okay, it's in California, receive a prescription from their doctor that they can self-ingest. Okay, and I don't even want to picture what that must be like, but... in these cases, but my point, part of this conversation, Doc, is that I can see it going further than just the six-month prognosis.
Right. I don't know the total legality of what's involved in the precursors to get the permission to do that such a thing, but I wouldn't want to have to be the person prescribing the medication.
Well, there'll be plenty of them.
A lot of people out there, just like the doctors who think abortion is a health procedure. It is if they're sick, but not if they just don't want the baby.
Okay, so...
Different story there. We're going to open a can of worms with that one.
Yeah, but look at the increase in mental illness in this country in the last X amount of years, and a lot of it has to do with social media.
I don't disagree with that.
So... if we keep pushing the boundaries on these laws, then somebody decides that they no longer want to be here. Okay, so would that be diagnosed as a mental illness? Because last week we heard that it's right now, the social media is not clinically diagnosed as a mental illness.
Social media is a mental illness? I don't understand that comment.
Chris, the guy that testified, he used specifically the word, it's not clinically. Remember?
I don't know that one. I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, the case that's going on in Los Angeles about social media and the influence and the addiction that people have, he specifically used the word, it's not clinically.
Okay. Well, we know for a fact that the younger generation now is no longer getting their social interaction from their peers. They're getting it online. And online has so many evil components to it. You can say things online to a person you never say in person. And so I know a friend of mine just threw his 11-year-old daughter's iPad into the pool because they couldn't keep her off social media.
Well,
young minds aren't really ready for this.
Well, wait a minute.
Obviously.
Wait a minute. Young minds, according to one political party, can make changes about their body parts without parental permission.
Well, let's not get into that field. That's a whole different thing about...
But isn't it the same thing about somebody's mindset and being able to, at whatever age, for the sake of discussion, that people are mature enough to make their own decision?
Well, you can't. You can't drink till you're 21. You can't buy cigarettes till you're, is it 18 now?
I don't know.
But you can modify your body permanently when you're underage.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. You can't even get a tattoo until you're old enough.
Okay.
But
so
you can take the puberty blockers and sterilize yourself for life, and that's considered health care.
All righty. So the government has given permission for people to do that, right?
It's not illegal, no.
All right, because they've decided that they're mature enough to make that decision. So, again, I'm going back to this end-of-life option. If somebody's mature enough to do that at whatever ages they are, then why couldn't they do the same for the end of life?
I mean, at a younger age or any age?
Any age.
Well, we don't allow children to do things that are harmful to your health, but they're old enough to be well enough to do it willingly, I suppose. We have to protect our young ones because that's like, to steal from Rush Limbaugh, young minds full of mush.
Mm-hmm. But again, the point is that we're giving them permission to do things at 15 and 16 that distort their bodies, and yet we want.
You know, I guess for me, it's stupid. It's a contradiction of terms, or a what's the word I'm looking for? A paradox of realities.
Well, how about even hypocrisy?
Yeah, there's the word I couldn't find. I'm getting to that age where I have to search for words now sometimes.
Well.
But hypocrisy is perfect. It's one, you know, say one thing, doing another.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about it is when we talk about the younger generation and the social media and the negative influences, those people in 10 years are going to be in their 30s and 40s. What will this have done to them? Long term.
We're going to figure it out pretty soon because all those kids who grew up on social media are now coming of age.
Well, that's a lot of people in this country. So, what does that mean? Is it destructive?
One can only guess, but I don't think it'll be positive.
Destructive workforces, the ability for relationships to maintain relationships. To even hold down a steady job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you have these people who cannot communicate socially with others, isn't our society a social society?
Well, like Charlie Kirk used to say, the best way to work through things is just have a conversation, and that's not with social media. You're going to get all kinds of negative input with that. You have to have social media with a person you can communicate with.
But also teaching people to understand that failure is a part of success.
Well, that's what they say. Edison tried 99 times before he made a light bulb.
There are thousands of stories of very successful people.
Sure.
And, you know, just in our own lives of failure and, you know, having to get back up on your feet or finding the right way after some bumpy years and so forth and so on. And we look back and we realize that those were, in most cases, learning stages.
Absolutely. We were trial by fire, learning, being tempered, as one would say. Fire tempers steel.
Yep. Anyway, this has interested me for a long time, even going back to Dr. Kevorkian.
Well, I think Kevorkian was more of an advocate for it rather than a supporter of it. There's a whole different thing there. To advocate versus support is different, I think.
In what way?
Well, if you're pushing people to do it when they're not trying to make up their mind about it, rather than saying, are you sure you want to do this? That's two different mindsets.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I got to get off before I offend anybody else online.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see here. To Kevin on the way down. There are a few cases of Golden State Bridge jumpers surviving. Every one of them regretted jumping on the way down. Another problem with the California law that involves others, including medical professionals, in the evil act. We don't want to raise a cadre of Dr. Mengele's here. Okay, well, the law says that the doctor can prescribe it, though. And I guess it's up to the doctors to decide. But this one, at least for now, this is prognosis of 6 months or less to live. And I'm sure that there have been cases where people have been given that prognosis and they survived. I don't know what the, you know, from medically what it is would be considered 100% of a prognosis or the diagnosis of how long. But it still doesn't get down to, it's my life, and I can do as I please. All right. Anyway, we are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
The Pastorable City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's discussion items is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding visual art in public spaces. Funds and activity for public art projects have been limited since 2012, and staff is proposing to provide a more structured, sustainable framework for funding, acquiring, and maintaining public art. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo County Elections Office installed a new piece of equipment to speed up the signature verification process. The Agilis machine will be implemented this coming primary election, June 2nd. The machine camera photographs the signature on the envelope, comparing it to the voter's signature on file. The system is said to be about 5 times faster than the old equipment. Details of these and other stories coming up. About an inch of rain today, highs in the low 50s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The unforgettable Jesse Jackson has passed. Reverend, motivator in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. President Trump posting he was a good man with lots of personality, grit, and street smarts. Someone who truly loved people. The Chicago civil rights leader bringing people together even now, says Dr. King's niece, Alvita.
I believe, honestly, from my conversations with him, that he would probably encourage us to work to unify and stop fighting each other today. I kind of want to believe that that would be something that he would say.
Jesse Jackson was 84. The FBI says a black glove found in Tucson appears to match the glove of an intruder before Nancy Guthrie disappeared. DNA lifted by a private lab to be entered into the FBI's CODIS database. President Trump reveals the U.S. is talking with Cuba's failing regime. The U.S. also talking with Iran in Geneva. America's listening to Fox News.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. For the next 2 weeks, we have some great buys, like our boneless ribeye steaks, USDA Choice. These are the best in the world. These are Creekstone, $16.99 a pound, and when you bite into them, you know where that money went. We also have North Atlantic lobster tails, just $7.99 each. Those go great with those steaks for Valentine's Day. In our produce department, we have fresh green asparagus. This is the best in California for just $2.99 a pound. We also have sweet red ripe strawberries, just $2.49 a packet. Jumbo pineapples, $2.99 each. Baking size russet baked potatoes, just 49 cents a pound. Organic pink lady apples, just $1.49 a pound. Organic green celery, just $1.99 each. And also we have organic Hass avocados, just 99 cents each. We are Valley Fresh Market. We're located off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero. Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day.
Listen.
All righty, Red Scooter Deli. They are serving you fresh food, and they have been doing that for over 16 years in the North County. They're on 6th Street. They have the new patio seating with cozy heaters. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person. Red Scooter Deli, 711 6th Street. Next to the Penn Center, that's across from the post office there, with tons of parking, you can go to redscooterdeli.com or call 805-237-1780, and they're open daily, 6:30 till 4.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Just about 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, we're getting some more rain, folks. Yes, indeed, 100%, and could get windy, up to 30 miles per hour. Highs in the low 50s, more rain tonight. 98%, and some of that wind coming up. And then cloudy overnight with lows in the mid to upper 30s as we head out to Wednesday. Well, we'll have some more clouds, and let's see here, low 50s. Showers coming back in the morning on Thursday, right around 50, then partly cloudy, mid-50s Friday, Saturday upper 50s, low 60s Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, some showers right now, about 50%, upper 50s to low 60s. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 6:48 a.m., 5:47 p.m. We are at 43. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day. On the weekends, of course, they have brunch and then dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Please join the El Paso de Robles Area Historical Society for an evening of history and wine. Pioneer Players, the early years. How about that? That's coming up Friday, February 20th. That's this Friday for those. 5:30 to 7:30 at the Paso Robles History Museum at the Carnegie Library. RSVP, space is limited. You can go to pasohistory1@gmail.com for that. Should be very interesting. I know Trader Rick was involved with the Pioneer Players, and I don't know how far back the early years go, but anyway. All right, would you be so kind to announce that Saturday, February 28th from 10 until 1 at the Atascadero Elks Lodge on El Camino Real, there will be a Veterans Resource Fair asking that all veterans attend to make sure they are receiving all the benefits that are available to them. All righty, this is from Honor Flight Central Coast to California that's coming up Saturday, February 28th at the Atascadero Elks Lodge from 10 till 1. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirits of Paso Robles Restaurants in the River Oaks community. All righty, folks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Boy, I'm way off on my time this hour. It is only 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Well, you made it for Valentine's Day, but remember, you don't need a special holiday or just a day, you know, like a birthday or anniversary or something like that. Just out of kindness, thinking of somebody, maybe you messed up. All right, let's see here. David Venturini leaves things off with a birthday on this February 17th. I'll get yesterday's in to catch up. So let's see here. Joe Wallace, Steven Jansen, Christina Hatch, Larry Marquez, Ben Willis, Connie Wells, Linda Pierce, Don Davis, Richard Woodland, Irv McMillan, Chris Geary, Jocelyn Willis, Gary and Mary Lou. Hello, Mary Lou. Stemper, and oh boy, Karen and Stephen Bayes. Another anniversary. God bless you, Karen. All right, we're caught up. And Paula Edgerton Lozano, Paula Fiss, Karen Noel. It says Lene's husband. All right, Lene's husband. I think his first name is Greg. Naya Zhang, Mary Kwa, Sherry Wu, PJ Lucas, Teresa Ryan. Hello, Mrs. Wiebe. Raymond and Tony Wiebe, they've been married since 1979, so figure out the years. I can't count that high. All right, on my right-hand side, some people you... This list today, I think, is fairly loaded. And we'll start off with Aaron Montgomery Ward, the department store, 1843-1913. H.L. Hunt, the industrialist, 1889-1974. The Barber, the redhead in the catbird seat, sportscaster for the Brooklyn Bums, Red Barber, 1908-1992. Onward we go, the actor Arthur Kennedy, 1914-1990. Oh, the delightful daughter of Harry Truman, Margaret Truman, 1924-2008. Hal Holbrook, he was a pretty good actor, 1925-2021. Here we go, Roger Craig, he was a player with the Bums. 1930 is when he was born, and then he was a manager for quite a few teams, including the Giants. He died in 2023. Willie Kirkland, baseball, 1934, the greatest running back ever. Jim Brown, 1936, 2023, Marianne Mobley, Miss America, 1939, 2014, great rock and roller. He's in the Hall of Fame. Gene Pitney, Town Without Pity is just a cool song. 1940, 2006, onward we go with, what's that? Tan shoes and pink shoelaces, the polka dot shirt, and man, oh man. Dodie Stevens, 1946. Let's see here. Renee Russo, the actress, 1954. Lou Diamond Phillips, 1962. Pretty good hoopster. Michael Jordan, 1963. Larry the Cable Guy, 1963. Nicole Mitchell, the jazz composer, 1967. Good linebacker. Brian Cox, 1968. LeVon Kirkland, another good linebacker, 1969. Billy Joe Armstrong, the singer, 1972. Let's see here. Who else do we have? This guy was a pretty good basketball player. Al Harrington, he was born in 1980. Jason Ritter, the son of John, 1980. He's an actor. Everybody's favorite actress, Paris Hilton, 1981. All right, we got that in there. And Bonnie Wright, the actress, 1991. Okay, passing away on this day. We still have quite a few minutes left here. If I get the list up, we'll let you know who you remembered. Dun, 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 dun. Geronimo. He died in 1999. Also passing away on this day is the one and the only. Nobody did this better. Nobody. Rush Hudson Limbaugh. He died in 2021. Also passing. Catherine Grayson, the actress. Many musicals she was in. She died in 2010. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher and quite the character. Lefty Gomez. Lefty died in 1989. And also passing away in this day, the father of method acting. His disciples include Marlon Brando, Jane Fonda, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino, and that is Lee Strasberg. He died in 1982. And the Sloan Institute, Alfred Sloan, 1966. Who else passed away on this day? And I believe that is it. Yes, it is. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He was simply a phenomenal athlete. He played just about every single sport, and he excelled in every single sport, including basketball, where in high school he still holds the Nassau County record per game of 38.1. How about that? His name is Jim Brown, by the way. Jim Brown also, he was scouted by the New York Yankees and offered a minor league contract. And he also went to Syracuse University, where he played basketball. And he averaged one of his seasons 15 points a game. He was also one of the best lacrosse players in the nation, leading the nation. I think one in 10-game span, he scored 43 times. And obviously, as a football player, he was just absolutely amazing. Just absolutely amazing. He finished in fifth place in the decathlon at the U.S. Outdoor Track and Field Championship. And as I mentioned, he was an All-American lacrosse player. He's in the Lacrosse Hall of Fame. There wasn't anything that he couldn't do. He also participated in the Reserve Officers Training Corps, United States Army Reserve, and he was discharged with the rank of captain. But on the football field, nobody was better. Jim Brown goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A large section of Highway 1 has closed due to mud and debris from the most recent rainstorms. Caltrans District 5 announces closure in a full from Ragged Point Inn in San Luis Obispo County to 1 mile south of Big Sur Inn in Monterey County. San Luis Obispo police are seeking assistance in identifying two suspects involved in the theft of a 74-year-old woman's wallet on February 6th. The department says they also spent over $5,000 on the credit card. Photographs of the two men are available on the SLO Police Department's social media pages. Details of these and other stories coming up. About an inch of rain today with highs in the low 50s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegastorage.com.
Career rushing yards per game, Jim Brown, 104, three-time MVP, Rookie of the Year, eight-time NFL rushing leader. He only played 9 years, and in those 9 years, he was first-team Pro Bowl every single year. Phenomenal. Averaged 5.2 yards. And remember, finished with over 12,000, and back in the day, they only played 12 games. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.